Hey, Nothing Hard. I'd like to welcome all of you to the weekly shortwave and scanner listeners net, which is held on the N2ROW system each week. I would also like to use this opportunity to thank the people who run this great system for allowing us to use it each week. My name is Bob, call W2SQQ, and I'm going to be net control this evening. I got a call from Charlie that he's out of town and asked if I would sit in for him. So, with your help, hopefully we can have another great net. For those of you who are new to the net, net is a weekly discussion of the radio listening hobby. We discuss all topics about all frequencies from DC through light, with the exception of amateur radio, which we can discuss anytime we want. During the net, I'll also be checking our email for those of you who are either not licensed and can't check in, or are able to hear the repeater and unable to get into it for whatever reason. Our email address this week and every week, nydxa@yahoo.com. Once again, nydxa@yahoo.com. When you're checking in, if you would please give your name and your location and whether you have traffic, and by traffic we mean anything that you'd like to share, any questions, anything that you would like to introduce to the group, for whatever reasons. Begin taking check-ins. Please space it out so you don't step on each other, and see if we can have another great day here. WA2SQQ.
K2GLW, Gordon in Manhattan, no traffic.
I've only got one check-in so far, which is K2GLW.
Walking the dog. My reception is fairly intermittent. I wasn't even sure that there would be a session tonight with Charlie away.
W2GOD, Steve in Queens, no traffic.
Okay, so far I've got K2GLW, WA2OKZ, something SCR, Jim, I didn't get the prefix on your call, and W2GOD. Anyone else? And hopefully someone with traffic here. This is kind of a last minute that Charlie notified me that he wouldn't be able to make the net tonight, so I got to be honest with you guys. I didn't come here with too much on the agenda. So hopefully we can stir up a few topics here. Anyone else?
Kilo 2 United Papa Sierra, just listening.
WW2WW.
Control prefix is November 2. SCR, November 2, back to net.
Hey, we added in W2GOD, K2UPS, WW2WW. My God, that's a tongue twister. I don't know. Hope you don't like CW. But anyway, welcome. I think you're a new check-in. Where are you located, and any traffic?
Not negative on the traffic. Name is Tim, and located in the Highlands, New Jersey, on the other side of the pond.
Okay, very nice signal from the Highlands. Actually, I'm just thinking about that. You're over water for the most part, so very, very nice signal. Okay, I'm just opening up the email here, and we'll see if we have any check-ins via email here. Just give me one moment, and let me get this going. Okay, Yahoo's email is not cooperating tonight, so if any of you are trying to check in here, just be patient and see if I can get the email up in here, but as of right now, it's not going. All right. Charlie actually sent me an email. For those of you, I guess a few of you may know, but Charlie decided to go see the St. Patrick's Day Parade in Ireland. Kind of a, I guess it was last minute, I don't know. And in the email, he actually mentioned that he may try to check in via Echolink. That's why I was kind of leaving long pauses in there in the event that he was able to check in. So I was kind of hoping for that surprise, maybe, and we would have long distance and net control. But it didn't work. Take the GLW, WHSQQ. So just curious, what's been going on, Gordon, and if you've got any topics here this week.
I'm most interested.
Sorry, you didn't make it. Okay, I just got the email up, so we'll see if we've got anything over here. Regarding DTV and the changeover to digital, we've got Velvet and Mabil from Garfield, New Jersey, and asking a question, actually, which actually a lot of people have been asking, regarding PBS Channel 13, or 13-1 if we're talking about digital. A lot of people, especially here in New Jersey, are unable to receive them, and he was asking if anybody knows when they would be implementing a stronger transmitter. Channel 13 is actually running, last I heard, about 250 watts. It may have gone up, but I'm not sure of the exact power level, but it's very low power, and it's from the southern tip of Manhattan. So unless you're almost in eye contact with the southern tip of Manhattan, your signal is not that great. If you're listening, Bill, the only thing I can say is obviously by June when they go totally digital. I know I had heard different stories that they were going to be on the Condé Nast building on Empire, and I've heard so many different stories that I honestly don't know. I don't know where it's going to be, but I think it's safe to say that by the June cutover that 13 should be up and running with higher power. Anyway, so that's as far as the DTV goes. And just trying to think. The other thing is that for those of you in Bergen County, I had heard, in fact, I saw two conversations online. I don't know if it's speculation or what, but that the Bergen County trunk system was going to start doing some serious testing in the very near future. So if any of you have been listening to that system, if you have any information on it, I think quite a few of us here, myself included, would probably be interested in that.
Last week we were all waiting for the space shuttle to go up. Last Wednesday night it was canceled and went up this week, and I happened to listen on the 10.178, which is the booster recovery ships. I wasn't able to hear anything. The band sounded like the propagation was there. I'm just curious if anybody else had heard any communications from the shuttle, whether it was on the UHF frequency it took off, or on HF on the 10.178. So if any of you heard anything there, you might want to share that with us this evening.
I'm just going through the email here, and that's basically about it. We don't even have too many check-ins there, and I apologize for it. As I say, I just got the email notification a few hours ago that Charlie wasn't going to be here, so I figured we could pull this together. Let me just take a brief standby here. Let's see if we have any other check-ins or any questions that have come up. WHSQQ.
Yeah, it's RK. Comment about the Bergen County Hunt.
Okay, well, you got a strong signal this week, Justin. I don't know if you made changes there or if the different input or what, but you're sounding good. Dad!
Oh, my God. Texas. Same part of Tama and Kevin and I. They think they don't know, but they stop to be on by the end of the month. Me personally, I got him to emails, asking when they want to update my website. If you go on my webpage, I'm looking off. I do make note that the I is going to I do have a one page in the book. Unfortunately, my computer died a little weekend. So I am out of this
www.nasa.gov/station. So it's at, again, www.nasa.gov/station. And just read through the page there, and there's a link for live streaming video. It says 7 days a week. I haven't found the link on here yet, but there's that, and there's also a link on there now where they will tell you when the space station will be visible from where you live. So you can put in your location, and it'll give you a prediction. Give you a prediction. And speaking of things in the sky, I'm playing around with my weather satellite receiver again. I kind of go through hot and cold periods where you get interested in one subject, and then you change and so on. But I just updated the software again. And the software that I'm using with the satellite receiver added some interesting features. And one of the things that you can actually do now is you can overlay images from different satellites to basically create kind of a mosaic, so that you can build a picture which is much larger than one pass would normally give you. I've been playing around with it a little bit, and the software also adds the ability to automatically upload images to a web page. So whatever you pass, it will automatically capture the image and upload it. To get this working, I'm going to ask Charlie and see if he'd be interested in maybe adding a live weather satellite photo section to the N2NOV.net website. It might be kind of interesting to try it and play with it. I've got a fairly decent station here. I can pick up the weather satellites at about 5 degrees above the horizon. So typically I get about a 15 to 20 minute pass, and it makes a pretty nice video. Any other check-ins? This is WA2SQQ. Okay, no check-ins. How about any questions? Okay, I guess not. I guess it's going to be a short one this evening. Gordon, I think Charlie had contacted you before he left. Did he mention at all when he's coming back? Okay, I guess Gordon left also. All right. We're going to close the net early, short one this week. I'm again, sorry for the lack of content this week, but we'll be back to normal, I think, next week. WA2FQQ will be clear, and we'll turn the repeater back over to normal use.